Thank you very much.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention that many of you probably thought that Martin Garbus, one of the attorneys, were going to be speaking today. But Martin is in Cuba right now, so we got an email from him that he wasn't going to be able to be here because he was in Cuba. So with that, now we're going to have Stephen Kimber. He is a Canadian. He's a professor of journalism at the University of King College in Halifax. He has been doing a lot of wonderful presentations. We have been learning so much, and we thought that we knew a lot about this case, but actually we find out we didn't. So thanks, Stephen, and please welcome.
I don't actually have to talk. I don't think they said all the good things. I don't have to do any more. Thank you for coming out tonight. I'm delighted to be here. I think early on when I first started to do some research on this case, I watched Will a Real Terrorist Please Stand Up, Saul Landau's wonderful documentary, and I saw a film clip of the bombing here back in whenever it was, 72, 73. And I must say, it looks a lot better today than it did in that clip. I am really delighted to be here. And I want to say thank you to my keepers for the last week. I couldn't have done better than to have Alicia and Bill and Nancy and Cheryl driving me, taking me, making sure that I get to the places I'm supposed to get. And I really do want to say thank you to them. I have to say thank you to them because I have two more days. I have to worry that they're going to dump me off somewhere on a highway. You may wonder why a Canadian journalist who has never been an activist, whose books are all about Nova Scotia and Canada, would end up writing a book about the Cuban Five, and would end up becoming, in a certain sense, an advocate for the case of the Cuban Five. I have to admit, I wondered myself from time to time, and I certainly wondered on September 12th at noon when I did something I haven't done, I don't think, since university, which was to pick up